to Barefoot and Childless. I'm Kelly, your host, and we talk all things stepmoms, stepdads, stepparents, blended families, adopted families, or just plain old identity in this podcast. And I am trying some new things. So thank you for being patient. My last episode, I typed it all up beforehand, and then I just read it, and it was not good. So today, I'm doing a video podcast that can be viewed on Spotify. And I'm wearing a very recent purchase from The Light Blonde, who I am an ambassador for, so you can go to my Instagram profile for that. I'm going to practice looking into the camera and not at myself. Anyway, so this is actually very impromptu. I've been kind of paralyzed by all the different ways that I could do this, and I had a very good friend, my sweet friend Vanessa, the other day say, just do the thing. Just do it. So, that's what I'm doing. It's not going to be perfect, and it's probably going to take some finesse over time, but I'm just going to do what I'm supposed to do, okay? Okay, so, today I wanted to, this might be very short, but I just wanted to go over something that's been stirring in my heart. For Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25-ish. Let me get it pulled up here. Let me get it pulled up. Let me see. Home, please. This is not good. I should have had this pulled up. The reason I want to go over this verse, while I get it pulled up, the reason I want to go over this is because something that I've been hearing a lot lately, talking with people a lot lately, is, well, what if my desires do not align with God's purpose or assignment for me? And God is so good to give us answers right in His Word, because His Word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, as Priscilla Shire would say. And I'm sure a lot of other people, but that's where I heard it. So, in His Word, so first the question we're struggling with is, what if, specifically in this stepmom blended family situation, what if my desires do not align with what I feel like God is saying to me, promising me, showing me, all of the above. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26, he says, well, we'll just do 25. Says, then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away, and you will no longer worship idols. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. And you will live in Israel, the land I gave your ancestors long ago. You will be my people, and I will be your God. The whole verse is actually very good. But then, the perfect demonstration of this is in chapter 37. He tells Ezekiel in verse 4. Yeah, verse 4. Actually, let's go to verse 3. He said, then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? O sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. Preach, Ezekiel. Verse 4, then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you alive again. And Ezekiel said, what? Hold on. I don't understand the assignment. This is basically what Ezekiel was probably thinking. That's my input of that. But the next, it tells, it says, I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. The Bible is not stories that are made up. Like, this stuff actually happened, just in case you don't know. Can you imagine the Lord telling you, speak to these pile of bones here, and they're going to start walking, talking, have muscles, skin, all that. Living people all over again. Would you do it? Or would you get a very emergent appointment to your therapist? Would you do it? Like, seriously, would you do it? I don't think I would. I don't think I would have enough faith. But Ezekiel, who is imperfect, but had a lot of faith. The very next verse in verse 7 says, so I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then I watched. Muscles and flesh formed over the bones, then skin formed over to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. So here's a perfect example of someone who just wants to be faithful to the Lord, but they have no idea what the next step is, what this looks like long term. And that's basically what I'm going through right now. Like, I'm just trying to be obedient to the thing in front of me, and I have no idea what is going to happen with my ministry. And there's been a lot of start, stop, because I feel like I don't have a vision of what it's going to be or why I'm supposed to be doing this, who I'm supposed to be helping. I mean, I do have a vision for that, but I don't know long term what God has planned. And I think a lot of my pauses in this ministry has been for a lack of vision, and a lack of a clear plan, path forward. I don't do well without structure. I don't know if anybody else is like that. But God is telling me, like, you're not unequipped. I've asked you to do this. He's confirmed that several times. And I just need you to do the thing, just like Vanessa said, do the thing. And let me put muscles on bone and flesh and breath to the whole thing. You just do what I asked you to do. That's what I feel like the Lord is saying to me. And I feel like a lot of us getting in this dilemma where our blended families or our role in our families don't really look like what we thought they would. That's pretty much every step parent listening to this is, nothing looks like you thought it would. You had it all planned out. And you question whether or not you're supposed to be doing this, whether you are strong enough, whether you've got what it takes. And let me tell you, you will hear me say this a lot. You have exactly what it takes. You have a unique set of experiences, skills, things that you bring to the table that make you a perfect fit, so that God can redeem that family. You've got things that your stepkids need. You've got things that your husband needs. You've got things that your friends need. And he built you perfectly and uniquely just for this. Did he condone what happened leading up to this, the divorce and all of those things? No. But he knows how to make a good thing out of a bad situation. He shows us over and over in his word. So to you, I would say, to you that is doubting, to you that doesn't know what the path forward looks like, doesn't know what the path for the day looks like, maybe the next 10 minutes, God does. He's already given a prescription, a plan, He's seen all of the obstacles. He lives outside of time. He created time. And we'll dig into that a little bit further in the future. But he has already given you a solution. He just wants you to take that next step, or just take a deep breath. Spend some time with him. Spend some time with a trusted friend. And just take the next step forward and let him worry about the next mile. Does that make sense? So that's what I wanted to say today. It's going to be very short. I was trying to keep these at like 20 minutes, but I don't have 20 minutes worth of content today. I guess I could tell you what I posted on my Instagram about this very subject a couple of weeks ago. If I can find it. I don't know, y'all. Yeah, maybe y'all just have to go find it yourselves. I'm just kidding. God is not shocked by you. That's what I said. You are not a surprise to your Creator. Think about that for just a second. Nothing in this world is happening that shocks Jesus. It may not feel like it, but he has already provided a solution for the thing that you are most concerned about. You can trust him. Are you feeling unseen? He's not shocked. Feeling unvalued as a stepmom? Not shocked. Feeling out of place in your blended family? Not shocked. Job trouble? Trust me. He's not shocked. Stepkids hate you? He's not shocked. Bio mom doesn't respect you? Also, not shocked. He loves you and has redeemed you. He calls you his own. He has not left you, and he cares deeply about things that you might not want to bother him with. Talk to him. He is waiting. A lot of our dilemma is we don't know where to go, what to do, who to talk to, but we haven't even asked God yet. So I would encourage you, if you haven't already, just lift your cares to him. He wants to know. Those of you who have teenagers out there know this very well. If your teenager comes to you and says, Mom, Dad, fill in the blank, I want to talk to you about this thing because I really trust you on it. I think you have a lot of wisdom on the subject. You know you can stop everything you're doing to hear whatever that teenager has to say, because teenagers be thinking they know everything and they don't. So if you hear that from your kid, you're going to stop what you're doing and you're going to be all ears. Well, that is how I picture God. He's just waiting on us to ask. He's a gentleman. He does not intrude where he's not invited. So a lot of these things haven't even been lifted up to him, because let's face it, me included, sometimes he's the last place that we want to vent. We want to tell everybody but him. And he's just waiting. He's got the solution. He's just waiting for us to surrender it to him. So I would encourage you, go back and read Ezekiel chapters 36 and 37. Just read the whole thing. And tell me that God doesn't have a solution to anything we could ask or imagine. I mean anything. Look what he did. He put flesh and skin and breath on dry bones that were piled up in a field. That's weird and miraculous all the same time. So go back and read that. That's all I have for today. I'm going to try out this video podcast situation, see where it gets me. Until next time, let's face it, I don't know when that's going to be. Maybe this week. We'll see. I'm getting the hang of it here, folks. Until next time, praying for you. Shoot me a DM with prayer requests that you might have. I'm open to it. I'm on Instagram at barefootandchildless. And, yeah. Follow me there. And follow me here. Follow me everywhere. And I'll see you next time. Bye.